What would it mean to you to create a life you love? My mission through Quiet the Hive is to ensure that the women I work with get to the end of days thinking, holy cow, what a ride, rather than if only I'd been brave enough to, or I wish I'd had the strength to. And so that's what we take further here on From Inside the Hive podcast, and I'm so glad you're here. Every other week, you'll hear my own musings, things that I hope will inspire, challenge you, give you things to try out and things to channel. And those alternate weeks, I have an amazing guest who's going to share with you the story of their brave choice or something that can inspire you, along with hints and tips for how you can think about creating a life you love. If you want more of this outside of the podcast, then why not sign up for The Compass, my four-week self-guided online course helping you reconnect with you. Head to quietthehive.thinkific.com. Or perhaps you'd like to take it further and get some one-to-one coaching with me, an award-winning mindset coach. I'd be delighted to spend time helping you create a life you love. Okay, on with the show. Well, hello there. You are so welcome here. Get yourself a cup of tea, grab a notebook, and let's think about this topic together. I am recording this in my garden office, which sounds awfully grand, but it might give you more of a context if I tell you that not only is this my office, but I share it also with a lawnmower, a ladder, an old tent, some paint pots, a strimmer, and a multitude of spiders. And until I rescued them all recently after they were waking up from their hibernation, far too many ladybirds. So that's me, that's my office. I am sitting with the door open, so forgive me if there's any extraneous noises, but the birds are singing and it's starting to feel increasingly spring-like. There is the wind blowing through the leaves and it's just too lovely to close the door. So I've got an extra jumper on, I've got a cup of tea, and I'm going to record this for you with the door open. So what are we talking about today? Well, I wanted to talk to you about when we're feeling a bit meh, a bit out of sorts, a bit down. Now, I don't know about you, but I've recently been noticing, I'm not sure whether it's the time of year, so before the clocks sprang forward, or whether it's perimenopause, which is entirely possible as that has started to hit me. But I've noticed that my downs are feeling downier and I need to make more of an effort to move myself out of that funk. If that's something that resonates for you, then this episode is the one for you, my friend. I have 20 ideas to get you out of that funk. Now, that's why I kind of said grab a notebook. You can write down the ones that appeal to you so that they are there and instantly ready to try. Or you can head over to Spotify and read these where they are all written down for you and you can simply print them out, pin them to your fridge or the inside of your cupboard so that they are there instantly without having to think about them for those moments when you're feeling a little bit meh. Okay, so I'm going to go through them, all 20 of them. I want you to listen to them first and notice which ones really spring out for you. Perhaps it's one that you haven't tried before and you think, oh, intriguing. Maybe it's one that you know that's worked in the past but you haven't done for a while. Or maybe it's something that just has sparked another idea for you. You don't have to do these exactly as they are written down or told to you. You will have your own instinct for what helps you get beyond that meh feeling. So I will go through them, listen to them all, see which grab you, and then maybe make a few notes around the ones that really speak to you, the ones that you want to try. Why am I giving you these? Well, in cognitive behavioral therapy, we think about how actually motivation comes from action. So you probably heard me talk about this before. If we wait to be motivated to take an action, we're less likely to do it. It's taking the action itself that leads to further motivation. So for example, I went for a run this morning and I know therefore that next time it's time for a run, I'll be feeling more motivated about it rather than if I waited for motivation to hit me to go for a run, the chances are that wouldn't be anytime soon. So any of these Just give them a go, see how it feels. It's better to take some action and notice how it makes you feel rather than wait to be hit by inspiration. And that's why I'm giving you these 20. So you don't have to you don't have to be wait to be inspired. They are right here for you, my friend. Okay, are you ready? Number one, it's a classic, it's an easy one, it's go for a walk. There is no such thing as bad weather, just the wrong clothing. So dress for the weather and get out for just 5 or 10 minutes. Once you've started walking, you might notice that you want to go further. So if you do, just do that. But just get out there and give it a go. Number two, play some music that makes you smile. I love Spotify for the fact that you can type in some random words and it will come up with a brilliant playlist for you. Something that they've created specifically for you, so will contain all the things you like, which can be scrambled if, like me, your son nicks Spotify and decides to put his own tunes in there. If anyone else is haunted by Cheerleader by Obi, I think it is, then you'll know how I feel. However, you can type in all sorts of things. So try feel good or upbeat or motivational or uplifting or whatever it is that you fancy doing. Quite often, if I'm cooking, I like to cook to a bit of jazz. So I might type in there jazz evening cooking and it comes up with a whole wealth of different things. One of the brilliant side effects, I don't know if that's the right word, of AI is things like this exist. Number three, stroke a pet. So this doesn't have to be your pet. If you've got a cat that comes into your garden, maybe give it a little stroke. If you go out for a walk and you dogsy your bag, which they are, I'm afraid, not mine, but if they are your bag, ask the owner if you can stroke the dog if you feel comfortable with that. Or if you've got your own pet, even better. But research shows that the simple act of petting an animal can actually reduce your stress levels because your body releases oxytocin, which is a hormone linked to emotional bonding. It's good for you and for the pet. So there we go. Number four, are you a bath person? I have to say that I very, very rarely have a bath, but when I do, I really need it. So I know that if I'm contemplating a bath, I'm going to make it count because it only happens a few times a year. But you could take a long soak, you could light candles, you could take a book in with you or a magazine, put some music on. May I suggest Caroline Lavelle, who I love and is always my bath soundtrack. Whatever feels soothing and nurturing to you, but take your time with it. Number four, maybe you could combine four and five, which is do a face mask. You can't do much else while you've got it on, so you may as well kick back and relax for the time it takes it to work. Take your time removing it as well. Do it with love and care and soak your skin in the most gorgeous of products and feel like you are really indulging in you. Number six, why not try some yoga? Now, if you've not done yoga before or you are a bit daunted about going to a class, then do what I do and do Yoga with Adrienne on YouTube, spelled Adrienne. She has hundreds of free videos that you can follow along. She's very gentle and I really like the fact that she just lets you do what you need to do and what feels good for you. She has videos that are from 5 minutes up to over an hour long sessions, so you can find something to suit you. Number seven, why not do a meditation? I love Headspace and actually I sign up, but you can get free access to Headspace. And there are others like Calm and Insight Timer, which are also recommended by friends of mine as well, as a really good way to just help yourself remove your headspace from your worries and focus on the present moment. Number eight, something else that's a bit mindful is do something creative. Now, you don't have to be artistically gifted. Just try something. So one of the best learnings I had was from an amazing artist called Kerry Amphlett, and she does some sessions in Forest, which is, as many of you will know, somewhere I love to go with my kids in the summer. And they put on a festival called Gather, where there are a couple of different creative sessions you can do every day. So there's a range and you choose one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And without fail, I will make myself do one of the art classes. The reason being is I was told that I wasn't artistic when I was younger by one of my, well, by my art teacher. Now, what he meant was that I couldn't draw in the classic sense, which is representing an object as I see it onto a piece of paper. However, I can do other things and so can you. Try what Kerry does so brilliantly is she gives you permission to try different things that are not about replicating exactly what you see in front of you on a piece of paper. So try drawing with your eyes closed or without taking your pen off the paper, or draw it upside down, or maybe use a different medium. So draw on a stone or use some crayons, or maybe do some potato printing or whatever it is. Doing something creative can really help you stay in the moment and get out of that funk. Number 9, read. Reading is, for me, escapism when it is fiction-based. And that act of removing yourself somewhere else just for a moment can be blissful. Number 10, make a list of everything that's bugging you. Maybe you could use those crayons from earlier. But make a list of everything that's bugging you and burn it. Be very safe and have your oven-proof bowl ready to drop it in and some water on standby. Use your common sense. But make a ritual of it. Maybe use a favourite candle to get rid of it, or use some really nice paper or coloured pens, whatever it is, but make a list of everything and get rid of it, signalling to your brain that you are no longer giving it credence. You're not going to worry about this anymore. Okay, we've got to halfway. I'm going to take a sip of my tea. I hope you've got one in front of you too. Number 11, reach out to a friend. Send a text or make a call. We so rarely make calls these days. It's all on text. And while that's great, sometimes hearing a friend's voice can be a really lovely thing. If they can't answer, they won't. They'll maybe call you back and you'll find the time to talk. But reaching out to a friend can really help and give you the opportunity to say, hey, I'm calling you because I'm feeling a bit meh and I know that you're someone who always makes me smile. Number 12, stay off social media. Unless you have a specifically curated feed that only brings you joy, and be honest with yourself about this one, then really stay away from it. The danger is that it will lead you to comparisonitis. It will make you feel like you are failing, like you are not worthy, all of that stuff, where if you're already feeling a bit meh, a bit down and a bit sad, it's only going to make it worse. So stay off the social media. Number 13, a really simple one, but go to bed. Yesterday, I was feeling a bit meh myself, and I did something I hardly ever do, but my beloved has introduced me to, actually. I went for a nap. Oh my goodness, sleep can do wonders. If you are tired, sleep. Number 14, cook a new recipe. I love this. If you are someone who finds cooking stressful, this might not work for you. But if you're someone who loves to potter about in the kitchen, then finding and creating a new recipe can be really good. It is another mindful activity because you can only focus on that. Although I have to say, I am quite guilty, as I said earlier, of cooking with some really good music on, or maybe a podcast or a play on in the background. BBC iTunes is, is my true friend in the kitchen. Number 15, eat something that feels good for you. So when you honor and you nurture your body in the right way, you will find that you have more energy. You will find the act of preparing something with love reminds your brain that you are something wonderful and something to be honored. So eat something that's good for you. Number 16, why not do some exercise that gets your heart pumping? Go for a run, go swimming, do a HIIT workout. Joe Wicks, another great person to follow on YouTube, hundreds of free workouts, but do something that gets your heart pumping. You will feel the glow afterwards for a long time. Something else that will get you glowing is take some time in cold water. Now, if you're new to this, seek advice and do things gently. Cold immersion can be dangerous, but it is also one of my favourite whales. It's my favourite whales. I swim a lot in Wales, that's why that popped up. It's one of my favorite ways to feel incredible, especially at times when I feel really lousy. So this is a wonderful thing to do. Go with a friend, and actually now is not too bad a time of year to start this practice. The water is, I promise, beginning to warm up again and isn't so freezing as it was. But even if you can only manage 10 seconds in that water, you will feel buzzing. Just please remember your core temperature will continue to drop when you get out of the water. So get out before you feel cold and wrap up warm. Go with a friend so you've got someone to spot you. Or if all that feels a bit scary, stand under a cold shower. My son does this all the time and he doesn't see it as any big deal. For me, I'd rather get in the sea, but he does both of those things. Number 18, something I've done recently, paint your nails. Use really bright colours. You don't have to go for the same shade on every finger. Find five that complement each other and go for different colours on each nail. Using bright colours is really helpful because we know that colours have an impact on our own mindset and psychology. The psychology of colour is a hugely researched one. And in fact, there's some good reasons why I chose yellow and orange for my colours for Quiet the Hive. I'll tell you more about that another time. But basically, positivity, optimism, bravery, all of those things can be represented by colour. Number 19. Go and get changed into clothes that make you feel good. Now, if this appeals, please listen to the last podcast episode with Abby Booth. We talk there about how clothes can make you feel good. They can change the way you feel about yourself. For me, the more colourful and sparkly, the better. Dress up for you. We spoke about this on that episode, talking about how usually we dress for other women, dress for other women in reality. But I want you to dress for you. I want you to put on the things that make you feel fabulous. This really helped me recently when I felt completely out of sorts. I made an intention to only wear clothes that made me feel incredible rather than to go for my default, which is when I'm feeling a bit down, to go for comfort, which is tracky bees or big jumpers. And actually, while those definitely have their place, and they're great ones to take with you after you've done your cold water immersion, something about making an effort to show yourself that you care about yourself by how you look, the way you make yourself feel when you dress into clothes that make you feel good, can really help. Number 20, escape with a movie. So choose wisely. Choose a film that makes you feel fabulous, one that makes you belly laugh, like The Heat, that's a good one for laughing, or one that makes you feel nostalgic and happy nostalgic, like When Harry Met Sally, which reminds me of one of my good friends from school. Or maybe it's something like Isn't It Romantic, where it's just a feel-good film which is designed to make you feel great about yourself. Let me know what you are going to choose or what you would add to that list. What are the things that you go to when you want to get yourself out of the meh situation, when you want to pep yourself up or feel a bit brighter? I would love to hear what you would recommend. And by sharing that in the comments below, you can inspire other people to find ways to get out of their funk too. Okay, that's it from me for this time, and we're nearly at the end of this series. Can you believe it? Series 11. There are heaps of amazing previous episodes to go back and explore if you're new to this podcast. Don't forget to press the 5 stars if you've enjoyed this one and to subscribe for more great interviews and thoughtful pieces by me that I hope inspire you to trust yourself, to feel braver, and to feel more confident that you are absolutely able to live the life that you love by stepping away from what others prescribe for you and into your power. All right, my lovelies, I will see you next time. Until then, take exceedingly good care of yourself and maybe start by doing one of those 20. See you next time.
If you enjoyed this podcast from Inside the Hive by Quiet the Hive, then please leave us a 5-star rating or drop us any comments in the box below. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Any comments or ratings you give us all help other people who would benefit from the content to find us. Thanks so much.